Catching up now with head coach of the Central College baseball team, Adam Carey, following a sweep here to open up their play in Pella. They knock off Hamlin 10-3 and 9-7. And Coach Carey, just starting off here with the fact that you get the doubleheader sweep in the first two home games you get this year, what does it mean to you to pick up two big wins to start off the year?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge deal. It was awesome to see our guys come out and play the way that they did all day today in both games.
And a great game as well for the Dutch. And I got to talk, too, before we talk about the play on the field, I got to talk about the crowd. You had a pretty good crowd here on hand that braved out the cold. We talked about that going into these games, that it wasn't going to be warm, so dress warm. People did that. They came out to support the Dutch. What can you say about the crowd support you got here this afternoon as well?
Yeah, it was awesome to see such a crowd come out and brave the weather like they did. We really appreciate the support, and it's really good to see everybody out here.
Yeah, and looking at the play on the field here for the Dutch in game number one, Hamlin got off to the quick start there, getting the run in the first inning, and you weren't able to match it in the first. Second inning, they came back, put a couple more runners on. You got out of that jam, and then the offense really started to find its groove there in game number one. What can you say about the way that the offense started to kind of pick things up there in the middle of game number one and kind of carry you through that win to get a big 7-run win in game one?
Yeah, you know, I was really impressed with the way our offense stuck to our approach, stuck to the way we do things, and we eventually got to that starter on the mound, and we battled hard on the mound early with those runs they scored early on in the game, but just the way our guys stuck to their approach throughout game one and really stuck to it as we scored more and more runs, they didn't leave that approach. I was really impressed with that.
And also got to talk about your starter in game number one, too, Declan O'Hare. Pitched a really, really good game, and there was a couple of times where it was like the pitch count, you could kind of tell. We weren't necessarily keeping track of it up here, but it's like, man, the pitch count's got to be getting higher and getting close to that point where you're like, they're going to have to start thinking about pulling him, and he just continued to battle through and ends up making it into the sixth inning, getting the win there. What can you say about the effort you got from him on the mound today against the Hamlin squad that you knew could put up some runs and even limiting them to just two runs while he was out there and both unearned?
Yeah, you know, seeing the Hamlin scout and just how much they have scored throughout the year this year and watching them get off to the start that they did, Declan's pitch count after the first inning was 30, after two innings it was 52, and we're like, oh boy, okay, these guys are gonna, the more they see him, the better chance they have to score more runs. And the way he kind of just bared down, I was really impressed. That's a good offense that he found a way to dial down as much as possible. We tried to pull him out for the fifth inning. I walked over to him and was like, hey, man, pitch count's up there a little early in the season. He goes, nope, I'm a fifth-year senior. I'm staying in this one. Go, okay, all right, we'll give you one more inning. He comes out and gives us a seven-pitch inning. We'll take that all day. I'd love for his pitch count to be lower from here on out to start games, so.
Yeah, that I love that mentality, though. When you have guys like that, how much easier does that make your job to have guys that they're just like, no, you're not going to take me out of this game. I want to be out there. I want the ball in this moment, especially knowing this is a team that's got a little bit of youth and just some inexperience out there on the field. To have one of those leaders like that, how big is that?
It's a huge deal. It does make my job a lot easier. When you see a guy operate with the conviction that Declan operates with on the field, off the field, everything he does, if he looks at me and says, hey, I'm not coming out, I'm going to give him the ball back. Unless he's at 130 pitches, we're gonna leave him out there and let him go one more inning.
Yeah, and now kind of flipping to the second game as we're talking to Adam Carey, head coach of the Central College baseball team. It was a little bit of a slower start in game number two as well, and I just kind of attributed that to the cold. They had to get warmed back up right a little bit, but we just talked about Declan, the pitcher. Declan, the hitter, providing the big spark there in game number two, the grand slam that really kind of flipped the game on its head and gave you guys the momentum there. For him to just come in, especially after not hitting in game number one, doing all the pitching, and then first at bat, you know, goes down swinging. For him to come back in bat number two and give you that kind of boost too, what's that? What kind of spark did that give the rest of the team?
It gave a huge spark to everyone in our dugout. It was Declan really needed that. He needed that at bat. I don't know about the home run itself, but just piecing up a ball the way that he did, and it happened to get over the wall. He's done a really good job of staying true to who he is all season in the box, and today it started to kind of click, and it was really good to see that home run go over the wall for him. So it was a huge deal.
That was a huge deal, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit about that ninth inning here in a moment because we're just on the heels of that happening, but first, I got to go back to the eighth inning and the insurance runs that you guys were able to add. It didn't really look like you were going to be able to do things, took advantage of some handled mistakes and stuff like that. And obviously, when you look at the final score, adding those insurance runs, people are going to say, yeah, that was a big deal for the Dutch. But just in the dugout, to be able to go up from being up just one run to being able to go up four runs going into that final three-out inning, what was kind of the feeling like in that dugout now that, okay, we've got that level of a lead compared to just the narrow deficit?
Oh, yeah. Four-run lead versus one-run lead going into the last frame is a big, big deal. You know, getting those insurance runs and going into that inning, you know, we were talking to the dugout, like, okay, we're gonna close with Dreyer, one-run lead. You know, we got Doyle. If there's any traffic on the bases, Doyle can come in and shut him down. But when we saw those runs come through, like, okay, Dreyer's got a little longer of a leash here. It changes the way that we're going to approach that ninth inning as a coaching staff with our personnel decisions and stuff. So that was a huge deal. It was really cool to see our guys kind of go one by one and get a couple runs in there.
And we got to talk about the play that ends it here. Our Dylan Williams, I don't know if you're going to get a call from the American Rivers or whatever on Monday or whatever about the trampoline that apparently Dylan brought out there to shortstop. But, I mean, he got – I equivalated it to about 15 feet off the ground there. I mean, it felt like he found some sort of springboard that leapfrogged him up there. I mean, what can you just say about the play, not only that play, but just the consistent nature of your defense? Because really – it was just a few minor errors here and there. Otherwise, it was a fairly clean game for the defense all the way around.
Sure. Yeah, Dylan's a really athletic kid. I don't know if I've ever seen him get up that high. That was an impressive catch on Dylan's part. And Johnson, he can really hit. He's had a really good season to this point. Hamlin's hitter that got out to end the game there. And we kind of had kept him at bay throughout the day. I was like, oh, man, ninth inning. Runners on second and third, this would be the time that he's going to come through and get a great swing off. And he sure did. And Dylan came through with such an athletic play. He really showed off the ability that he has. So it was really cool to see. But, yeah, that the consistency with the defense all day was something I was happy with. Now, we had some blunders. We got to fix those and shore those up. But generally speaking, I was impressed with the way our defense battled all day.
And real quick, Coach, before we let you go, too, we're not going to be around should the game get to be played tomorrow. I know that the weather's not necessarily looking like it may cooperate for the final game of this three-game set against Hamlin. But beyond that, American Rivers Conference play getting ready to start up with a road trip to Nebraska next week for Nebraska Wesleyan. As you go into American Rivers Conference play, A, how big were these two wins, at least on Saturday, going into American Rivers Conference play, knowing that you've got some momentum under your belt? And B, beyond that, just what are some of the things you're looking forward to the most about your squad going into the conference season?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're excited to start conference play next week. This weekend's huge for that, you know, getting that momentum going and bouncing back after kind of a rough end of that Florida trip. But no, we're really excited. I'm excited to see that resilient team that we had today. I think that team is the team that I would expect us to be for the rest of the season. In terms of, hey, something happens, we got to find a way to bounce back. Something happens, we're going to find a way to bounce back. We're going to battle for the guy next to us. And that's the way they played today. That's the way we expect them to play, and we expect them to play that way the rest of the year. We're really excited about American Rivers Conference play.
As you should be. Looks like the Dutch playing pretty good baseball here, coming back to the Tulip City. Best of luck as you go get ready for American Rivers Conference play. And again, congratulations on two big wins here to open up home play.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was Adam Carey, head coach of the Central College baseball team here on 92.1 KRLS.